Mary W. Shelley, The Last Man, narrated by Carl Mason. Volume 2, Chapter 1. During this voyage, when on calm evenings we conversed on deck, watching the glancing of the waves and the changeful appearances of the sky, I discovered the total revolution that the disasters of Raymond had wrought in the mind of my sister. Were they the same waters of love which lately cold and cutting as ice, repelling as that, now loosened from their frozen chains, flowed through the regions of her soul in gushing and grateful exuberance? She did not believe that he was dead, but she knew that he was in danger, and the hope of assisting in his liberation and the idea of soothing by tenderness the ills that he might have undergone, elevated and harmonized the late jarring element of her being. I was not so sanguine as she as to the result of our voyage. She was not sanguine, but secure, and the expectation of seeing the lover she had banished, the husband, friend, heart's companion, from whom she had long been alienated, wrapped her senses in delight, her mind in placidity. It was beginning life again. It was leaving barren sands for an abode of fertile beauty. It was a harbour after a tempest, an opiate after sleepless nights, a happy waking from a terrible dream.